happy 5th motherfucking anniversary, Beef, Wine, and Shenanigans. 5 years of Mark Abbott, Kirk Johnson, tolerating my nonsense.
Yes.
Jesus Christ.
5 years.
Five.
Congratulations.
5 years.
Yes. Congratulations.
Yes. Oh. Let's clap it up.
5 years.
5 years.
That's amazing.
We have officially lasted longer than the Confederacy, ladies and gentlemen. 5 years.
Yes, we have. Yes, we
Holy
have.
Holy shit. All right. Stephen Van Patten, that's me. As always, Mark Abbott from his lovely spaceship, Kirk Johnson from Promote a Fucking Book USA, the author of Gypsy Kisses, Voodoo Wishes, Denise Tapscott, joining us from the Simpsons living room, and from High as Fuck USA, Ray Munns.
A mighty five. I microdosed mushrooms for the first time the other day.
Microdosed? What do you mean microdosed?
Well, do you remember like back in the day when we were younger? I don't know if you guys tried, you know, cool stuff. But
we're black living in New York. Yeah, we tried all the cool stuff.
All right, like you know, when I was a teen, I would eat like a quarter of mushrooms to trip. Mm-hmm. And I had the most like pleasant experience microdosing off of 0.25 grams. Yeah, that's it. It was amazing. It was very therapeutic, like just very peaceful. You get a lot of like thinking.
When you were a kid?
Wait, what?
When you were a kid?
No, when I was a kid, I tripped balls. Like as an adult, I just did the 0.25 grams. And now I'm tripping out at how amazing 0.25 grams is therapeutically and like the whole nine yards.
Wow. Is it like in a capsule or something? I don't know what micrograms are.
Oh, I got it from a friend of a friend of a friend of a friend of some random stranger who was walking down the road.
It's probably an officer.
You know how that is.
An herbalist.
Yeah, there were thousands of different people I had to, you know, go through to obtain this because I'm not a snitch and I don't want anyone talking to me.
Right.
But the 0.25 grams, it's amazing. They've been doing a lot of research into psychedelics as therapeutics. Mm-hmm. And yeah, it just rewires your brain a little bit, brings a sense of calm. It lasts for a while.
Oh, 0.25, you said?
0.25 grams.
Wow.
Okay. Yeah, it does still amplify, like I was checking out the sunset when I had dosed and it was still just, you know, an amazing sunset. So it amplified the colors just a little bit.
Right.
But there was nothing, there was nothing nuts.
I see what you're saying.
Yeah, no real like psychedelic experience, right. You know?
So old man trip.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow, what a way trip. To start off your 5 year anniversary show. Congratulations. Yes.
Well,
you regret ever having me on?
Oh no.
Not really. Here we are.
Face to face. Celebrating. Couple of silver spoons.
Yeah, right. What started off is three black bitter nerds talking about horror and science fiction has evolved into so much more. Mark, your immediate reflections on the past 5 years of traipsing through this lovely wilderness.
You see, first of all, I ain't bitter. I don't know what you're talking about bitter. I don't know where the term bitter comes from because I ain't a bitter man. I'm not a bitter man. I'm a happy man. I'm happy where I am. So to say that I'm bitter, no, I'm gonna tell you what I'm bitter about. I'm gonna tell you exactly what I'm bitter about. That Afro dude right there who tried to call me out for watching 8 Mile. That's what I'm bitter about.
Mm-hmm.
Call me out because I watched 8 Mile and not Notorious.
Have you seen Notorious yet?
Yeah, 5 years I've been holding on to that.
Have you seen Notorious yet?
No, I still haven't. Despite you. Despite you. That's why I haven't seen it. No. No, it's been a hell of a run. I mean, we covered a lot of ground.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, in the beginning we just didn't know what we were just kind of, you know, each week we just come up with something to talk about. Mm. I think the pandemic portion was the hardest. Mm. I think both mentally and physically, it took a lot out of us. We had to change gears and we had to, I honestly don't think if the pandemic had happened, we'd have gone down the rabbit hole that we did go down. But I think it was good that we did, because we were able to, able to give other people an opportunity to kind of vicariously go through us, mm-hmm. and get work out whatever it is that was going on. Mm-hmm. I can't think of a time we didn't do a show where I just walked away and was like, man, I'm sorry we even got on that subject. I mean, you know, I'm grateful. Kirk and I, though, no, because it's nothing but love, but we managed to be able to, the beef and shenanigans seem to be able to go at it and then walk away, you know, just saying, all right, you know, we respect each other's opinions. We never walked away angry. Some of our discussions got heated every so often, and then, you know, we threw a joke in there, all in all, you know, it's been a fantastic 5 years, to say the least.
Just to piggyback off that right there, no lie. Every time I got off with your intelligent, articulate ass and this light-skinned motherfucker bringing up all types of, like, you know, political shit, proper shit to talk about, and me coming out a little dark on my shit. Every time I left, man, every time we went black and ended the show, I just kept sitting in my chair going, man, I love them niggas. I love them to death. I can't believe, shit, I need to make some money so we can all move away to another country. I'll take y'all with me. Y'all are really, I don't think I would actually have made it through the quarantine without y'all too.
Oh,
and at least just having a conversation with you guys, you know, on Sundays, because, mm-hmm. you know, we all busy and stuff, but, you know, having the camaraderie and moments with you guys actually helped me through. Because if it wasn't for you, I'd be running down the street in Brooklyn, butt-ass naked with a gold chain. Save the whales. Save those motherfucking whales.
And what's wild is ain't no whales anywhere near. They better not be anyway.
Right. With one gold chain. One gold chain.
One gold chain that said I'm a whale.
Right. Or that.
There's that too.
But I'm just saying.
Save the whales.
The gentrifiers will get those whales. They better not come up here.
If there is one episode that actually stands out, and it was the night Steven called us and told us we had to do it's even hard even getting it out to say it. When Black Panther died.
Oh man.
Oh wow. Yeah, you're right.
That was a tough, because I think, with all the emotions that run through the show, that one, I don't think any of us held back our feelings on that. And you know, Chadwick didn't have, like, he didn't have the career that Denzel or or Sam or any of them. It wasn't a long career. It was, but he, everything that he played resonated with us on some level.
Yes.
And it, you know, celebrities die often. And sometimes, you know, certain ones we just like, you know, they hit home more than others. They they bring back. But that one was a big one. That one was both, because I think it was so unexpected.
Mm-hmm.
And we were just still getting, we were still getting to know him.
Yeah.
And we just didn't, we didn't have enough. We just, you know, I don't think we even thought about, well, what are they going to do? Like so many people, you know, what are they going to do now that he's gone about Black Panther? I don't even think that was even, that was just like, we lost someone that, that, you know, after all of the things, after all of the heroes he played in real life, he goes and he emulates a hero that many of our own children didn't even know existed. And that was, that I was glad Stephen called us to do that, you know, that's spur of the moment kind of thing. And
yeah, it was tough because, well, first of all, I was just as messed up as everybody else. sorry.
No, baby.
But
I mean, it still hurts. It still hurts.
Yeah.
You know, I was alone in Macon, Georgia.
Oh.
In a hotel room. But I was like, yo, we got to do this.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah, I would hug my cat, but she finally ran off after I yelled at her.
That was me getting her off me. That's all she was. She wanted attention.
But yeah, that was and what was crazy was, so we all kind of broke down in that episode or whatever.
Yeah.
And like that really, that got us probably more attention than any other episode, because you know, I think a lot like people that contact me specifically were like, thank you guys for doing that.
Yeah.
You know? And we actually ended up with more people that rock with us now, I think, because of that episode. So yeah, no, that was
I mean, it was so genuine. I remember watching it and I was just like, oh my God. So heartfelt, so true. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, so crazy.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, meanwhile. I know.
I saw Maury in his black bottom after that too.
I know.
Did you?
Yeah.
I know. And, I know. And he was that, amazing in that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
As was Viola Davis. Holy Jesus.
Oh, like, yeah.
Yeah. She murdered that.
Oh yeah. I mean, George Wolfe is just, he still got his game. He still got game.
Yeah.
George Wolf, all these years going, he still got game. And he's able to pull it out of all those actors who you know, like Hollywood, come on, man. All those cats right there that were just killing it. Y'all need to, you know, I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Speaking of killing it, let's segue out of this for a second. Try to cheer the fuck up here.
What did you make Jonathan, for us on our first day?
What was that?
Our very first beef, wine, and shenanigans when
okay,
we were at your
apartment. All right. Let's tell that story.
Oh!
Let's tell that story.
Yeah.
So, this was back in my old apartment, and they brought, like, what, 6 bottles of red wine? Like, something like that.
Nice.
Like, we were drinking, yeah, like, we were drinking like we had won a Super Bowl, first of all.
But,
so why we thought recording ourselves and putting it up for the world to see, why we thought that was a good idea with that much alcohol and the three of us, I don't know what we were thinking, but we did that.
Cabernet courage.
Yeah.
Wild and crazy guys.
Basically. But on top of that, and the funny thing is I'm not even eating that much red meat these days, but I specifically prepared an old Filipino beef stew.
Ooh.
That I had been taught how to make from one of my best friends growing up. I got the recipe from their mother. And we were literally still at the point where we had not named the podcast yet. Kirk was actually getting halfway hostile about it. But what are we going to name this motherfucker? You know, and all this, you know.
That guy.
Like, I'm about to get beat up in my own apartment. Like, man, you know. And then finally, we just looked at what we were doing. And then I forget which way. It might have been me. It might have been Mark. But one of us finally said, well, why don't we just name Beef, Wine, and Shenanigans? And that is literally what happened.
Wow.
Sitting in my cluttered living room at the time. That's how we knocked that out.
Wow.
And then every once in a while, we joked around like maybe we should change it to like, you know, chicken, beer, and tomfoolery. I think that came up once in a while.
Tomfoolery.
And fuckery.
And chicken, beer, and fuckery. Right, exactly. That got kicked around a couple of times, I want to say.
Hot wings and hijinks.
I like that one.
That's actually wings, not bad. Somebody's going to fucking steal that. I can get it. Because it's quicker than Beef, Wine, and Shenanigans. Somebody's going to snatch that up. And they're welcome to it. You're welcome. But and so what's real funny about it is, so I don't know how many times we've told this story, but so Mark and I end up joining the New York chapter of the Horror Writers Association at the same time. I want to say year 2013, something like that. And we're the only two black dudes that show up at this thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're looking at each other like, oh, hey, man, what's up? Oh, hey, man, what's good? You know, like you do at the office, you know?
Yeah. Right, right.
Oh, the black person. All right, okay, I'll see you.
There you are.
And then we realized we live like 10 minutes away from each other. And it was like, oh, yeah.
Oh, wow.
So, and now we're even closer, which is bananas. But, all right. So then, coupling that, I know Kirk Johnson. I don't even know when I first met Kirk Johnson, because it was that long ago. But again, there was the same, oh, what's up? How you doing? Kind of thing at work. But we never actually talked because it would be at a certain facility where he's working. And I would come in as a freelancer and I'm stage managing some random show, probably some horrible thing like Love and Hip Hop or something along those lines. That was the first time he and I laid eyes on each other. I can't even tell you the year, only that it was probably sometime after 2008 when TRL went away. Ray, at which incidentally is how I know Ray from MTV. So I think he was talking to someone else. Well, Kirk, you Joanne explain this part. Joanne.
Right. Yeah, I was talking with Joanne, who's the facility manager at Penn State at the time. And I was talking, you know, I started writing and stuff, and she said, hey, you know Steve? Steve's a writer. And I was like, Steve who? You know Steve. Steve, you know Steve. And I was like, okay. Oh, yeah. And yeah, you know what? It was the Sherry Shepherd show. It was when Sherry Shepherd was doing Sherry Shepherd was doing the Honeymooner. The Honeymooner, something like that.
But, right.
And she said, yeah, Steve writes. He writes a bunch of novels. And I the first thing I did, I don't know think I ever told you, Steve. So I went out and I got the novel.
Oh.
And I remember looking at the cover like this. The cover's suspect. You see what's inside. So I wasn't a fan of the cover, but I remember when I started reading.
No, I had struggles with covers in the early going. So I know.
But to the listeners, I'll be honest. When I started reading it, I remember reading 50 pages in one night. Because I like literally go to work the next day. But I remember reading it and I was like, wow. Oh, these are actually, this is talent. I got to find this nigga. So I can see who this nigga is. That's when I approached you like a fangirl. I was like, hey, hi, I'm Kirk. And I know you write.
He is talking some.
I read your stuff.
He is talking some. garbage right now. First of all,
hi, Steve. You know, I really liked your work.
First of all, that is the biggest fucking lie your afroed ass has ever told. Because I thought I owed somebody money when Kirk called.
Oh!
Okay? Kirk was like, yo, my man, this is Kirk, you know, dark-skinned motherfucker that works over at Penn Plaza.
No, because it was face-to-face, bro.
And I'm like, wait, what? Right. No, you called. First. And then we had lunch.
Okay.
Okay, we're gonna have lunch, whatever. And you weren't trying to buy lunch. And I'm like, nah, man, I ain't putting out. Like, what's going on? Man? It's like, what are you doing? It's like, I can buy my own lunch. I am employed. It's like, but we chopped it up and I realized about Kirk was, you know, he's got this I wish a nigga would exterior.
Yeah.
But underneath all that, ladies, don't get it twisted. He is mush. He is nerd mush. And y'all should just take him home right now. And I was like, oh wow, okay. So he's mad fucking cool. So when Mark and I got it in our heads, you know, what are we gonna do? You know, because Mark and I, you know, now we're in the Horror Writers Association. Mm-hmm. We're doing these readings and we're doing all this other crazy shit. And it's like, all right, so we're basically two components of Voltron. We need at least one more. And I was like, come down to a Starbucks on X, Y, and Z. I got somebody I want you to meet. And
actually,
these two meet. Yes, Mark.
Steven got it in his head. He put out a call on Facebook, mm-hmm, for other African American spec fic writers to get together.
Yes.
Oh. We met at this bar on 10th. It was me.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about that.
And I forget who that fourth brother was.
Yes.
Right. That basically nobody else showed up. He had put this out and a whole bunch of people said they were coming. Mm-hmm. And it was only one other brother that showed up. And this cat wouldn't tell us anything about what he was doing. He would start out, well, I'm an illustrator and I'm putting a comic book together. Well, what's it about? Well, see, I don't discuss the particulars, but just know that it's going to be when we were walking home, we were going back to the train station, and the dude was like, yeah, just let me know when y'all want to get together again. And Kirk,
okay,
we're walking, Kirk goes, that's some bullshit. He goes, this motherfucker don't want to talk about nothing. And I'm like, and we got into this whole conversation about films and stuff like that. And Steven goes, you know what? We stand here talking about all this crap. We need to have our own podcast and do this. And we're like, and we're sitting there on the corner of 59th, like, yeah, yeah, mm-hmm, yeah. and Steve's like, no, I'm serious. We should, he goes, people would sit around and listen to us run our mouths. And that's when we're like, all right, well,
technically I might have been wrong about that, but yeah.
But yeah, we never heard from that cat again. He was just,
well, I gotta be honest, I didn't want to hear from him.
No, I know you didn't, because
that this is the funny thing. So I connected with him on Facebook.
Okay.
His comic actually I bought.
Oh wow.
It's not bad. It's stylized. And it's my wheelhouse. It's sword and sorcery, pretty much.
Yes.
Oh.
With Nubian mercenaries, ancient Egypt.
Oh wow.
Before the Canaanites came through and everything, and the crocodile gods, and it's crazy. It was actually really good. I was like, wow, okay, I'm surprised now. You surprised me. But you ain't in Brooklyn, so.
Wait, so y'all could have had him instead of Kirk?
No, Ray, because I am Kirk.
The one and only. So it would have been four horsemen instead of three.
It would have been four horsemen instead of three. Right. You're right.
Three musketeers.
But I think, yeah, because
of D'Artagnan.
Yeah, yes, I guess that's it. Hey, there you go.
Yeah.
Sweet. So you know what? Yeah, she's right, actually. Thank you, Denise. You're right. Because Steve is definitely Aramis. The pretty one, right? Richard Chamberlain character. Because you're Athos, Mark.
Right? Yeah, because I was about to say you straight as hell, Porthos. Because I ain't gonna lie about that.
I am Porthos. I ain't gonna fight.
Aramis, I'll take that. I guess, yeah, sure.
Well, yeah. Well, look in the Richard Chamberlain and the Richard Lester, Three Musketeers. So Aramis is actually the better swordsman. Mm-hmm. Porthos is the brawler, yeah. And Athos is a disgraced family man who gets stabbed all the time, but he can hold his own. He's good with a sword. He's good with sword and cloak. He's good with sword and cloak.
And cloak.
Yeah. That's us. Yeah, that's us.
Yeah. But Aramis always got to save my ass. Aramis and D'Artagnan. So, yeah, that's how that works. Look at Mark. It's Oliver Reed. Dude, who does not want to be Oliver Reed in Three Musketeers?
Oh, that's that. Well, Mark. Maybe Mark doesn't. I'm not
debating that. I'm just, for whatever reason, I keep thinking about the characters from The Man in the Iron Mask and just keep looking at Kirk, thinking, you don't look nothing like
Gerard Depardieu.
Gerard Depardieu.
Well, that Neanderthal looking motherfucker.
Yeah.
Wrong studio. That Neanderthal looking motherfucker.
Dude.
You know, Mark, you and I have had our chances, you know, a little bit of acting here and there. It might be time
you
to get Kirk.
There, yeah.
It might be time to get Kirk something happening.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
I mean, he already
get a, get, you know what? Get a GoFundMe together, do like a horror remake, a car wash. I don't know.
That would be awesome.
That'd be.
Oh, wait. So is Ray going to run the car wash?
Yep.
No, he'd be it. Super. Yeah. Who's going to be Superfly?
No, that makes sense that Ray runs the car wash. He inherited from his dad. Actually, we can get the whole Munns family, if you don't know what they look like, visit his Facebook page. Get the whole Munns family. They're the ones running the car wash.
Yes.
That would be amazing. Yes. That right there. Oh, my God.
And Denise wants to buy the car wash.
Yes.
Well, Denise could come out like, remember how the Point Assistants came out?
Yeah.
Yes, but without a pimp and Richard Pryor and all that shit, because it's 2021. Right. Denise just kind of comes out all glammed up, you know, flowered hair and whole thing. She might do a little music number, you know.
She wants that car wash.
That's right.
She has a dream.
That's right.
Big dream.
Being a Denise car washes.
That's right.
That's right.
Right? You buy it, we wash it.
And then in the end,
thanks, by Sunny.
And then in the end, I got to talk Kirk out of killing Ray. And then, yeah, that's basically, you know, I mean, it's car wash, right?
We can do that scene. We can do that scene, actually. I like that scene.
So then that means I'm the dude that's running around. Hey, guys, I got this comic. I'm gonna be the fly.
Yay!
Yes, Mark. Yes, that's you. That is you, Mark.
Oh my God!
According to Denise, I'm Mr. Supremium. From the Exxon commercial.
Yes, you are.
Yes.
Yes, you are. Let's not play.
Yes.
Yes, you are. Every day, all day.
My
Ascot has an Ascot. Yes.
My phone hasn't been even created yet.
I'll buy that. I'll buy that.
Oh my God, that's amazing.
That'd be awesome.
Oh my God. All right.
I thought you was gonna say Donald Goins horror. It would just like use old Donald Goins like stories and add some horror to it. And that should be ghetto as fuck.
like Pride, Prejudice, and Zombies.
Oh. Yeah. But instead of Daddy Cool, it'd be Daddy Dead. Or Kenyatta's last hit. We can get his last motherfucking hit.
All right.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
Well, we can finally do the Werewolf of Watts.
Oh, yeah.
I know.
Yes. We need to... And I'm in Los Angeles. Yes.
All of us will be up at the Simpsons crib in that case.
About that shit. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we talk about Werewolf of Watts more than we talked about a lot of shit.
Black Frankenstein.
I wonder how many people who watch this show will listen to us for when looking
for what?
When looking for the Werewolf of Watts.
It's now trending.
Oh, right. Because at one point, we had some people listening in Finland. I don't know if they're still with us. But we had I was doing the search because we were on Blog Talk, and I was like, there's people in Finland listening to us. I'm like, okay.
Nice.
That was just random, but it was all good.
I really thought there was a movie called Werewolf of Watts.
Right. They probably shot it in Finland now.
Right. Selling it to Netflix.
An all Norwegian Werewolf of Watts. I can't even.
Right.
And the main character.
Sven, run! You know, I don't know.
And the three main characters are Mark, Steve, and Kirk.
Right.
Yes.
Right.
Like, wait, what happened?
The biggest question is actually, why is there snow in Watts? That's not Watts.
Oh my goodness.
Right. Where are the towers?
Hey, so
stock footage.
So real quick, because you know, this is Beef Wine Shenanigans, and we do talk about our little shows every once in a while. Loki had a finale. Good old Disney Plus. Not sure who saw it and who didn't, but Jonathan Majors.
Oh, I'm so happy to see him.
Country fame.
Man, yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You want to talk about somebody having fun? Somebody, you know, putting in a very, very interesting performance. Mm-hmm. Mark, did you finally see the episode?
Why should I? The both of you told me what happened.
Oh, yeah, no, why?
Oh, my God.
I did.
Jeez, I was about to say, climb off the cross, Jesus. Look.
You got the text message from me where I said, because you know everybody said that the TVA was black owned and operated.
I had accidentally to sent that to you before you saw the episode.
I said, "Are you sure? Are you sure, or did just Atticus decide? You know, just to decide he wanted to go off and start some extra stuff."
Yeah.
Because it was a phenomenal episode. Now once you get a role on any Marvel show, that you don't really have to worry about working again.
No,
that's right.
Because at some point,
never,
you can be at home. The phone gonna ring. Hey, we need you for 3 episodes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
What's my call time?
Don't need you for something. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Exactly. Don't need you for something. Freaking Don Cheadle got an Emmy coming. For being in Falcon and Winter Soldier for 5 minutes.
Yes, and they didn't say his name. They didn't even say, hey, Rhodey. He just said, hey, bro. Remember?
Yes.
Yeah.
He just pops in.
It's weird.
Just boop. So.
And I feel it's not for that. It's for It's for Black Monday.
Oh, right. You said, yeah.
I feel it's not. It was for Black Monday and his work in House of Cards and Black Monday.
It's on Showtime.
Because those are critically, not everybody's watching it. It's clearly critically acclaimed. And it's in his third season.
Right.
And, you know, they're like, well, what's that other show he's in? Well, wasn't he in Fire and Winter Soldier? Yeah. Let's put it on that.
Just boop.
Black Monday. Too late. We already put it in. That's what it feels like.
That is and that's messed up because that is kind of how shit happens every once in a while. But to hell with it.
Yeah. Statue, right? Wins a win. He deserves him.
Right.
Yeah, he deserves it. And Jonathan Majors seems like the type of dude. He'll use that MCU money to live so he can do Broadway shows or off Broadway shows type shit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
because he's I saw some videos on YouTube with him, and he's like,
range.
He does. He really range.
Lots of range.
Yeah,
he cherishes. He cherishes the craft.
Yeah,
that's the word I'm looking for. He's cherishing the craft. So he's
That's a great way of putting it. Yeah,
and I mean, considering what Kang the Conqueror was in the comic books, as opposed to the cat that we met this week.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
All right, so now he's going to turn around and I assume be the cat from the comic books that was giving everybody hell.
Hold on, Steve. Hey, Ray, you okay? Jonathan Majors fuck you up? What happened? You all right, man?
Oh!
I didn't watch the series, so I'm just listening and just, you know. Wait, just
there was a point you looked like you got beat the fuck up and you were at a bar and talking about it.
He just in too much sun. That's just too much sun and, well, whatever that is, he's smoking now. Ray, with us or out, without us, Ray has achieved a kind of euphoric happiness that the other four of us may never experience. So Ray's fine.
That laugh.
If I am sure of nothing else, I'm sure of the fact that Ray is okay. Just needed to clear that up.
Ray is okay.
Ray is okay.
That introduced in Loki. Continue.
That's a movie.
Come on, that's a movie.
So, all I'm saying is going to be interesting to see what he does with that role, because especially if we're talking about different iterations of Kang, Kang showing up in Doctor Strange and then showing up in whatever Avengers are left, or it's going to be.
There's going to be like an Ant-Man movie with him being the villain in that one, right?
Yes, he's in
an Ant-Man movie.
Yeah. I'm like, yes. So,
would he be like one of the few, maybe the first, one of the first actors to be in like multiple MCU movies as that one character?
Well, let's see. You got Thanos, obviously.
Well, he was in two movies, right? But I mean, like actually, like a main character, he's not an end scene character.
He's not a what?
I think you're right.
Like Thanos was an end scene character. Avengers, you know what I mean?
And then
he comes out in Infinity War, and then he comes out in Endgame.
Yeah.
So will Kang be a situation where he's the main villain in Ant-Man, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But then he has like a major role in Doctor Strange.
Possibly, yeah.
And then again, another one in Wanda. If Wanda, you know, whatever the other, you know what I mean? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So instead of like waiting for an Avengers movie to have him come out as the big bad, he's just there all the time.
Or like Loki season two, right?
Yeah.
I think you're right. I totally think you're right.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
He'd be a variant. Shit, that's paid.
And get to your point, and to your point from earlier, he's about to get some money.
Mm-hmm.
About to get some good money. You want to talk generational wealth, boy? We have hit the mother load as far as that goes.
Yeah, and we about to get some good acting too. So,
seriously.
Oh yeah. No doubt.
About to get some good, some. You know, rest in peace, Chadwick.
Oh yeah.
You know what I mean, but this dude is. It would have been nice to see y'all two in a movie together.
Sure. Yeah. Mm.
Oh my God. Yeah. No doubt about it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Shit. All right, guys.
Soldier Story.
Like a remake of Soldier Story. That would be bananas.
It was them too? Denzel would jump off a bridge. You mad.
Papa Bridge.
Denzel's not that dude. He'd be happy.
He's like, I'm executive producer.
He'd be happy. Yeah, and that's the other thing. He probably would.
He would probably play Sergeant Waters. Knowing Denzel.
Denzel screaming at people.
It'd be our man, Terrence Howard, playing Sergeant Waters.
Terrence Howard.
Man.
Terrence Howard. I don't know about that.
He cried too much.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, I guess you can't be crying and calling people Geechee. That wouldn't work.
No.
All right. There you go. Ladies and gentlemen, fifth anniversary would be complete without something that has had way many more anniversaries than Beef, Wine, and Shenanigans, and that something is racism, which is why it is only fitting to bring back America's least favorite game show, Name That Racist.
Hold on.
All right, here we go. You guys know how this happens. I give a not so fun fact about someone. Opponents of critical race theory don't want their children to know about, and you guys guess for points.
Okay.
We have two guests tonight. So tonight we're playing in teams.
Ooh.
Mark Abbott and Ray Munns will play against Denise Tapscott and Kirk Johnson.
Yes.
Wrong answers give the other team a chance to steal. Is everybody ready?
Yes.
Okay, great. Here we go.
I'm caffeinated. That should be great.
It's going to be fantastic. Here we go. We start with Mark and Ray. The first two questions, I think, are pretty easy.
Okay. But
here we go. Though convicted as a traitor, this former president of the Confederate States only served 2 years before he was released.
Okay, I think I got it. We can't confer either because we're on Zoom, I guess, right, Denise?
Mark. It's Mark or Ray.
Oh, it's Mark, at this point. Mark or Ray.
Dang, I wish I could text you.
Yeah. Right. Actually, former, you can.
Leader of the Confederacy.
I don't remember the names of losers.
Oh,
nice.
Nice. I love that.
What do we get for that one?
We need to get points. So Mark, come on.
Is it Stonewall Jackson?
No.
Former leader of the Confederacy. I didn't say general, I said leader.
Yeah,
oh, you see, leader.
That's what makes it tough. Everyone knows the general.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone forgets about the leader because he was a loser.
Nice. Loser. Does loser work? Can that be like an actual
half a point?
Yeah, you're right. That's worth half a point.
Yeah, we can give him half a point, but all right.
Yeah, I can't think. I keep seeing the generals in my head. I don't see the
Denise and Kirk for the steal.
You want to try it? Jefferson Davis?
You are correct, Jefferson Davis. Denise and Kirk.
President
are on the board.
And that's messed up because I had Jefferson in my head, but I just couldn't remember the Davis.
Yeah, Jefferson.
It's just, I'm just like,
And he was also thinking deluxe apartment in the sky. All right.
Moving on up.
So, what I thought was the second easy one, since Denise and Denise and Kirk are on the board, I'm gonna try to give Mark and Ray a chance here.
Okay.
All right. After Jesse Owens won 4 gold medals in Berlin in 1936, this Third Reich leader would refuse to shake his hand or even meet with him.
Montgomery Phelps.
I'm gonna take a guess here and Adolf Hitler.
Jesus Christ. Yes, Adolf Hitler.
I was about to say.
Suspenseful, right?
I was going to say Himmler and then just look at his face and go, ah, gotcha.
All right. We have a point each.
Yep.
Denise and Kirk, you are up. This cult leader wanted to incite a race war by having his followers commit brutal murders and then frame black people by having black power slogans written in the victim's blood. He also believed that blacks would win a race war because we are, to him at least, essentially savages.
Mm. Yep. Go ahead, Denise, you got it.
Charles Manson?
Hell yeah!
Crazy ass.
Charles Manson. Very good. Very good. Mark and Ray, you are up again. We are now, score 2-1.
Worried.
Ray, pay real close attention. We're actually not naming a person here. We're naming a country.
Ooh.
Okay.
In 1950, a country passed a nationality law that strips citizenship from anyone whose father was not a native. This specifically disenfranchised many Koreans living there at the time.
Japan?
Yes!
Whoa!
Yes!
Wow. Nice. Okay.
Very nice. Wow. We are tied.
Oh my god.
It's 1958. It's 1958. Oh, wow.
It's 1950. It was 1950.
Mm. Right after the war, too. Right after World War II.
That's right.
Wow. Mm. That's awesome. Mm-hmm. That's a dick move. That's a mad dick move. Yep.
Wowie.
Yes, and exactly. It really was. All right. Kirk, Denise.
Yes.
Here we go.
Okay.
Which very mainstream actor said quite bluntly in a 1971 interview in Playboy magazine that he believed in white supremacy?
I think I know who it is. I'm going to give it a shot.
Go for it. Go for it.
John Wayne.
Wow. Yes.
That guy.
Yeah.
Yes.
That fucking guy. Yep.
Yes.
Man.
Yep. Well, he did say also that he wanted to give us a chance to actually rise up to the expectations of white folks. So, you know, he wasn't all, you know, fucking himself.
In the words of Public Enemy. Motherfuck him and John Wayne.
Wayne.
Yes. Him being Elvis.
Yes.
Oh.
All right.
Yeah, Elvis too, baby.
Ray, Mark. This I hate to say it. This might be the hardest one in the whole game.
Oh my stars.
Why?
Why?
Listen to it. You tell me.
Why?
Hey, that's what I do to you.
We asked. Just did the tell me why.
Because of just your dumb shitty luck. Here we go. When Josephine Baker was refused service in a restaurant in 1951 and accused said restaurant of racism, this so-called journalist launched a smear campaign against Baker to help his restaurant buddies.
This is journalist. All you, Mark. I got the last one. I have faith in you.
All right, because I know this one's a little rough, I'm actually going to give you guys a hint.
Okay, good.
Greetings, America, and all ships at sea. Let's go to press.
Oh. Wait a minute. Nah.
He was famous for that line, yes.
Wait, there's only two people I know who do that.
Are you researching this?
Of course I am.
No.
The man with all the ends.
Afro in the glasses.
Afro in the glasses.
All of a sudden, he's like, click, 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 click. I think I know who this is.
No, I'm not researching. I'm conferring with Denise.
With teammates, yeah.
Conferring with Denise.
I can't. I know who you're talking about, the name, but I can't put a name with the. I know the voice, but all I don't know the name of the journalist.
Kurt. I believe that we should get like 0.25 points.
Okay.
Because he totally knows the voice.
Okay, read the question again. Read it one more time, please.
Oh my goodness. Okay. Please,
actually, no, better yet. Can I get a second clue?
A second clue. All right. Burt Lancaster played him in a movie.
Fuck.
All right. All right. Can I get a clue
that I know the movie
able to use to answer this question?
Oh, I know the movie. I know the movie.
I feel like we're not asking for the clue properly. Now I feel as though Mark is trying to cheat and type. And I just snitched.
Mark is not trying to cheat. I want Mark
to do it. Mark? You mean Kirk, right? You mean Kirk is trying to cheat?
Oh, Kirk. No, Mark. Kirk, both of you.
Mark's your partner.
Mark's your fucking teammate. So how are you ratting out your teammate?
I know when to jump from a sinking ship.
Oh, wow.
Damn.
The high guy is jumping off the ship. That's
lifeline. Wow.
That actually makes sense, I guess.
Kirk is like, come join us.
And so basically, Mark, what we're saying is that if Ray was floating on that door in the water, he would let you just drown. There would be no
room. He'd have Loki Gator next to him and say, I don't have any
Loki room. Gator.
And he's just laughing. He doesn't even know what we meant. All right. Does anybody want to take a stab at this? If not, we'll move on.
All right.
The king of Google speaks.
Man, don't be mad because I was confirming because I know how to control my partner. Yeah. Me and my partner's tight like that.
Right.
I know the movie is Sweet Smell of Success.
Oh.
Yes.
I don't know the character's name. So the other two guys, I said to Denise might have been it, but they're not. That's not him. So but I don't know the journalist's name. I'm sorry, right. But I know the movie, and I know Burt Lancaster and Tony Curtis was in it too.
Yes,
I'm willing to vote for that being a tie, and we each get points.
I like that thinking.
It just seems fair.
Robert Almuro.
No. Walter Winchell.
Walter Winchell.
It's Walter Winchell. Wrong. That is the answer. Walter Winchell.
So close. I said Walter Cronkite. I thought Walter Cronkite first.
We're going to pretend that it's a tie game and we're going to go to sudden death.
There you go.
So
basically, what this means is I am going to ask the next question, and this is very quick. Mm-hmm. It's a very quick one. I'm going to ask the last question, and whoever says the answer first wins for their team. Understood?
Okay. Understood.
All right. I need, for the win, the name of the primary villain in Uncle Tom's Cabin.
Legree, fuck. Oh shit, it's on the top of my tongue too. Legree.
You guys can steal if you got the first name, otherwise it goes to Denise and Kirk.
I don't.
Denise and Kirk win. It's Simon. Simon
Legree. Legree.
Yes.
Look at that.
Yes.
For you guys the win. Won. You guys won. Despite Ray getting the Japan answer.
Yeah. That was a good.
That
was a really
Which
good.
I specifically, because I knew Ray was going to be on the show, so I figured, you know what, I'd hit you guys with that real quick.
Nice.
I'm really disappointed in who I had as a teammate.
Ouch!
I feel as though we would have done better.
My cat just knocked over my shit.
He was more focused.
All right. Well,
Ooh, my stars. Uh-oh.
Oh shit! Now you done brought out Sam Elliott.
You released the Kraken, bro.
I think I would have won this game if let Bruce Ryder on the team. You know, Bruce Ryder, he's a little more. He's got his shit together.
Ray, this is your fault, bro. It's all your fault.
The unfortunate part is Mark Abbott is quite a man. He works hard. He does what he does. But, you know, Ray Munns, you know, that guy. Smoking, joking. He's the enemy of the Blues Riders. So. We may not be able to.
Oh my God, and we lost Kirk somehow. I guess his cat is unplugging things.
He was sabotaged by the cat.
Oh my goodness.
Oh my stars.
Wow.
That was awesome.
And Mark does that impression so well. Let's talk about impressions for a hot second before we close this one out. So Mark has brought us some great ones over this long journey of ours. Bokeem Woodbine, Sam Elliott, obviously. Was there anything else? You had one other thing, I thought.
There was another thing. I'm trying to remember what it was.
All right.
1978, in that whole little trilogy, I haven't seen the third one yet. Is that what you guys were going to talk about? No?
No.
Fear Street.
Fear Street. That doesn't have anything to do with his impressions, but yeah. Kirk's back. Good.
Oh.
Maybe Kirk remembers the other impression that I do. I know I did.
Hey, all right, sorry guys.
It's all good. Hey, real quick. So yeah. Mark, over the years, he's given us some Bokeem Woodbine. Mm-hmm. He's given us Sam Elliott.
Yeah.
Pretty much to perfection. What was the other impression he was hitting us with every once in a while?
It was Bokeem, Sam. Wow. I don't remember. I always thought it was just Bokeem and Sam.
Was it just Bokeem and Sam? I thought he had something else.
All right. It wasn't what's his name from Jaws, was it?
Oh, Robert Shaw.
Quint.
Robert Shaw.
Oh.
Quint from Jaws. Yeah, that's right.
Oh, that's a good one.
You were doing Jaws. That's right.
That's a really good one.
That's funny. Yeah. You did a good Robert Shaw.
That's the thing you understand, Chief.
Yep.
22 of us went into the water. 21 of us came out that afternoon. I tell you, I'll never sail with Munns again. You know the thing about Ray Munns, Chief? He's got those doll's eyes, all black and lifeless. When he blows that smoke into your face, Chief, you know you're high. So, September 15th, 2020, went over to Ray's house, went there with a full pizza, came back with none. All right, okay. I'll never go to Ray Munn's house again, Chief.
Oh my God. And
that was awesome.
And there is absolutely no better way to end this freaking episode. Seriously, guys, it's been a great 5 years. Let's try to get a sponsor and have another 5 years. That'll be great. Next week, Carol Geisander will join us to talk about Under Twin Suns.
Oh, she's great. Oh, that's awesome.
That's going to be an absolute riot. Denise, Ray, thank you for participating in this bit of silliness.
Thanks for having
Mark, Kirk, as always, you know I love you guys. I appreciate you. Thank you so much for rocking with me. And that's pretty much our night. Thank you all for listening, watching. Hoping you had a laugh. I know I did. Take care.
What is it?
We love you, Shenanimaniacs.
Shenanimaniacs.
Bye. Shenanimaniacs.
Shenanimaniacs.